Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Well, thank you. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you all, too.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All
right. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. That's what we're saying when we say it in Arabic. Peace and blessings and honor and dignity and order be unto everyone. And we thank Allah for giving us the strength to don't hang up. Somebody's on the line. We're trying to see if we can get them in here. Let's see. See if we can get them in. Don't hang up. Inshallah. Let's see. Okay, we couldn't get that one in. Let's see what we got. Oops, I might have accidentally hung up on someone. May Allah forgive us. We're trying to get everybody in. And I want to definitely encourage everybody to try to call on time. We can get our phone service going for Juma. Is anyone on the line? Okay. I hung up on someone. What do we got here?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Stay on the line, please. Stay on the line. I think I accidentally hung up on, well, I know I did, on one party. These, let's see what we got here. Alhamdulillah. Hope we got everybody going. Let's see. The system, sometimes it won't work exactly like we want it to, but what we're going to do is, we're going to try it again, and hopefully we will get them in. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our Juma, and we want to try to have everything set up more so that people can get in. And okay, good. We're going to see if we can get the other caller in because someone is on the other line. Don't hang up.
And if we,
thank you. Let's see what we got here. Some of these systems don't work exactly like we want them to all the time, but we keep trying to have everything exactly like it's supposed to go. Let's see. Nope. You'll have to call back and inshallah we'll get them another time. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, we're going to call the Adhan. And that is the call to prayer. And I hope you will bear with us and have mercy upon us. And we're asking Allah to have mercy upon us because we're trying to make sure that we've got everybody on the line and keep this system going. I hope they call back and hopefully we can get them going. But we're going to call our call to prayer. And our call to prayer, don't hang up. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي الفلاة حي الفلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
We're going to try one more time to get in the other party that we had called earlier and see if they are ready to be joined with us. Let's see. Well, we'll have to play the recording for them later. Again, we just called our Adhan. That was the second Adhan. We called the first when we made our two prayers. And then we called the Adhan, which is the call to prayer. And Adhan literally means, and it's talking about the ears. Make a call and appeal to the ears so the people will get to know that it's prayer time. And when we call the people to the prayer, I think I got everybody now, inshallah. Yeah, we got everybody. Now, I've got two systems here. One company is the call will go through. And with the other company, the call won't go through. So right now we got everybody on that tried to call in today. And we're hoping that they can hear us in the, let's see. We're hoping that everybody can hear us. So may Allah bless each and every one of you. We thank Allah for giving us the opportunity to be together on this Juma. I don't think I have anybody on hold. I hope everybody's connected. And we owe the Juma prayer every Friday. Every Friday, all over the world, the Muslims are joining together, gathering together, and they go to the place for the performance of the congregational prayer, the unity prayer. And that unity prayer is called Juma. And everybody that's on the line, you can hear them. If you can, make sure your phone is on mute and make it as quiet as you possibly can so that it won't play back on the recording that we're doing. Again, welcome to our Juma prayer. Friday, this is the day of assembly, and we're months now after the month of Ramadan. We went through the month of Ramadan, went to the month of Shawwal, which is the 10th month. Ramadan is the 9th, Shawwal is the 10th, and Zul Hijjah is the prayer we're in, the month that we're in now. And we thank Allah for Zul Hijjah is the month that we're in now. This is the 11th month in the Islamic prayer. And we thank Allah for guiding us. We're going to open up the prayer with the authentic words that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, always used. And they go like this. It's called Khutbah al-Haja. And it says, Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina wa min sayyati ahmalina. Man yahdi allahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And in the translation, we're saying, praise be to Allah, or truly praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our evil that is in our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to stray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is nothing to be no one to be worshipped, and nothing to be worshipped except Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. And I bear witness that Muhammad is a servant and his messenger. Allah rules alone. We do not join partners with Allah. We do not worship Allah as an image. Allah has no image. Allah has no physical representation.
So we as Muslims are very blessed to be able to hear this kind of information in a country that is crowded and loaded with images all over the place. And they go so far as to say that one of those images is the creator, that one of those images is God. Or some people say, no, no, no. They may say, that is not God, that is the Son of God. So we as Muslims, are very blessed to know that the creator of the heavens and the earth has no physical image, no physical. If he was physical, that means he has a weakness. If he was physical, that means he has a beginning and an end. He lives and he dies. But Allah lives forever and dies not. Allah lives forever and he dies not. He is the one who gives life to all things. And he gives power to all things, existence to all things. And as a result, we owe our allegiance. We owe our worship to the creator of the heavens and the earth. We owe our worship to Allah. And we do not join partners with Allah. We do not say that Allah has anyone or anything that is equal with him or even remotely near to his presence and power. No one has presence or power unless Allah gives them presence and power. And we thank Allah for anything he has given us. And we want to have mercy on ourselves and mercy on others. And Allah says if you don't have mercy on others, then why are you asking him for mercy? He said if you don't have mercy, then he won't have mercy on you. And that is very serious, brothers and sisters. So we want to avoid the creator of the heavens and the earth cutting off the sustenance, the provisions, cutting off the help, cutting off the love and the protection that he gives us. If we worship Allah, Allah has promised that he will protect us. Allah has promised that he would help us. Brothers and sisters, realize that no matter what you're going through, it can always be worse. It could always be made worse. Brothers and sisters, realize that whatever blessing you get, thank Allah. You need to know that you need to thank Allah for whatever he's blessed you with. Worship Allah sincerely for whatever he's blessed you with. Be grateful to Allah. And Allah says to us in his words that are in the Holy Quran, if any are grateful, he will give them more. If any are grateful, he will add more for them. If we are grateful to Allah, he will increase us. Allah says when you give charity, he increases you. And you've heard that. I don't care if you're Muslim or Christian or Jewish. You've heard that or you've been taught that. If you give, then you will receive. You've been taught that you cannot outgive the Creator. But Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, yes, give, 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 but do not give so much that you hurt yourself. So we as Muslims,
let me see, I think we lost somebody there. Let's see if we can get them back. I might have accidentally hung up on somebody or put them on hold. I may have done that. Okay. But anyway, if they do come back on the line, we'll be grateful to Allah for that attendance. We don't want to harm anyone by depriving them of the opportunity.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. I hope we didn't have you on hold. I hope you could hear what we're talking about.
Okay. I can. It just went off for a minute. I'm on mute.
Thank you, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. And brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us today. I think I said that. I know I said assalamu alaikum, which means peace be unto you or upon you. And I hope that our radio broadcasting, which we really appreciate, that's offered to us or provided for us from Allah, and with the assistance of the Blog Talk Radio and under the direction of our brother Amin Yasir Muhammad. We appreciate all the people who are trying to bring our talk, our Friday meeting, to as many people as possible with
the radio and people who are attending and the people who hear the recordings later from the radio program and also from our emails that we sent out to everyone. And we get some really good feedback. We've got several people who now have put our talk on their social media. And so I think one of them has about 200 or 300 people, and he says he's gotten some really good feedback from the people who are part of his social media group. So we're grateful for all the help we can get, because this is our service to Allah. And Muslims were created to serve and worship Allah and to give service to mankind in the name of Allah, with the permission of Allah and with the commandment of Allah. Allah says in the Holy Quran, call people to the worship of Allah. Call them. And Allah says that he has made us great callers. It says in the Holy Quran, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. Ta'maruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. That he is the one that he has made us. He has created us so that we are the people who have been raised up to invite people, to call people, to invite them to al-Islam, and to invite them in such a way that we show them clearly what is right and what is wrong. And Allah says, you're the best community on earth for doing this. You are the best community, the best group of people on earth for doing this to people. You call to what is right, invite to what is right, and you forbid what is wrong, and you let the people know that you believe in Allah. We believe in Allah. We believe in the Creator. We believe in the unseen, almighty Creator of the heavens and earth. We believe that he is unseen, and we are taught that. You are not worshiping Allah if you're talking about you worshiping something that you can see or hear. You're not worshiping Allah. You're worshiping creation. You're worshiping something that lives and dies. Allah does not live and die. Allah is the unseen, the provider, the creator. He has many, many, many beautiful names. Many beautiful names. And it says, so call on him by those beautiful names. The provider, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-hearing. The one who is everywhere at the same time, and he's never out of energy. He provides for the whole creation. He's everywhere at the same. He's never absent at any time or place. Only the Creator is like that, the Creator of the heavens and earth. He can control the sun. He made the sun. He can control the sun. He can control the moon. He can control the airless space out there. He can control everything in your body. Don't you know you got cells that by the millions and millions that pass through your body every day, like blood cells, pass through these teeny vessels that are so small you can't see them with your physical eye. They're in a mass of other vessels that are sending your corpuscles, your red blood cells, throughout your body to provide you with oxygen and energy, nutrients. Allah is almighty. He has made all of this. He's made all of the things you need to keep moving, to keep going. You've got muscles, you've got bones, you've got nerves, you've got skin. You got all of these different, you got the lymph systems, you got all the things that you need to keep you healthy and sound and going. You can take a licking, you can fall, you can hit yourself, you can be injured. But Allah has put a system together that makes your body put itself back together in time. It heals. And the next thing you know, you're almost like what they say, good as new. Brothers and sisters, we got to thank Allah. We got to say Allahu Akbar. We got to say all praise to Allah. Allahu Akbar means that Allah is greater and more important than anything or anyone. And Alhamdulillah means all the praise, all the feelings, the good feelings, all the praise, all of the worship that we can come up with belongs to Allah. He's the one that, it don't just mean it belongs to Allah, I mean he's the only one that's worthy of it. Because of all that he does for all these entities, people, animals, plants. The plants got a circulatory system too. The animals have a circulatory system too. And Allah says there's all kind of things that he has made that you don't even know about. It's right in the Quran. Allah says he's put things inside your own body that you don't even understand. Allah says he's made a sign, that even your own self is a sign. And his signs are in you and around you. He's the one who knows everything. His knowledge is infinite. It never stops. He never gets tired. He never gets sleepy. I know you've heard in other religions and you've heard people say things about Allah that don't make any sense at all if you really understand. They're telling you the Creator gets tired, he gets sleepy, he's sad. He'll go to sleep, he'll cry. He can be killed. Yeah, they tell you, he gave the world a child, and the child grew up, and the child was a sacrificial thing, made to be slaughtered, murdered by the world. No, Allah didn't do things like that to us. And he has not done that to himself. And Allah says in the Holy Quran that he is not a child. And he never was a child. And he does not have children because he has no consort or wife. He has no mate. There's nothing like unto Allah. Nothing. Nothing. Allah doesn't need males or females. He doesn't need a wife. He doesn't need children. He doesn't need anybody. That's what it says in the Quran. Doesn't need anybody. We're the ones who need mates, and we get that all mixed up. Look at the human being in the society today. We were going to talk about the very strange thinking that they have. Wrong thinking. And perverted behavior. Perverted habits. Isn't the world full of wrong thinking and perversion? Isn't it full of wrong thinking, wrong ideas? They get it wrong so much that the whole life every day pretty much for you, if you look around, is nothing but confusion. It's something that's torturous to your mind. It brings pain to your mind, brings pain to your heart to see how miserably these people fail. They go wrong. And they won't stop when they see they make a mistake. They just keep going in their nastiness. The man doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know how he doesn't want a mate of the opposite sex so he can reproduce himself, bring himself into, give himself some longevity, some time on earth. Do you know that if you put a man and a woman together, and they're married, you put a man and a woman together, husband and wife, they can produce people, family, next generation family, and those people can live for thousands of years. I was reading where one scientist says that nobody on the earth is less than a 50th cousin related. Nobody on the earth is less than a 50th cousin. These kinds of things, these kinds of truths and realities must be so. I mean, after all, our father, our common father, Adam, the first human being, he and his wife Eve are the beginning that Allah made for all human beings. Now, what fool along the way decides that they're going to put Adam type, the male, with another male? Brothers and sisters, be careful following this world. I was talking to my son earlier. We were talking about how the movie industry, the media, the, you know, radio programs, the commentators, the music producers, so-called music producers, the poets, the comedians. We were talking about who writes their stuff. When you hear perversion, the filth, everywhere you turn, who's writing this? Who are saying these words that damage and sour the human health and the purity, that attack the good life? Who's writing these words? It's the writers that are the followers of the devil, of Satan. Do I have proof of this? Prophet Jesus, who the world say they love so much, he himself, and they say Jesus loves too. They say he has the greatest love. He himself said that Satan has children, followers. He said that he said his own people that he was sent to teach them right from wrong, that some of them were the children of Satan. What kind of people were they? They were people who claimed to be so righteous and pure. Another set claimed to be so politically correct in their knowledge and holy. And another set were known as the scribes, the great writers, the scribes. Well, they haven't gone anywhere. These children of the devil are the ones that the media employs. It's the writers, it's the producers, it's the directors, it's the actors, it's the speakers, it's the politicians, it's the judges who make up the so-called laws that are giving you stuff that's making you very, very ill. It's making you sick. It's damaging your feelings and damaging your mind. These writers are saying to you the things that they're pronouncing to you, the spells that the devil wants you to live in. So when they tell you to be correct in their language, and they're making the language for you, when they're telling you to be politically correct, when they make new languages and new habits for you through movies and music, don't you know people follow what they see in movies? Don't you know that people will follow images and pictures and idols? Don't you know that the writers, the speakers, the actors, they could say anything. They write it down on a piece of paper, and they say anything. They say all kinds of stuff. But you got to ask yourself a question. Is it true? Is this true what they're saying to me? Allah says in the Holy Quran that certain groups of people love to take things out of, you heard of out of context. It says in the Quran, they love to take things out of their right times and places. The children of the devil, certain Jews, not all of the Jews now, you got to be careful with that. Certain of the children of Israel, they are lost in the Quran. They are perverted transgressors. And they, perverted transgressors, they love to take things out of their right times and places. They invite you to evil. They will hurt your feelings if you say something that's true about them, but they don't want you to say it. So they'll tell everybody in the world that you're anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish or anti-whatever. You don't like homosexuals. No, I don't like homosexuals. I don't mean I don't like them as somebody who's doing something decent for me. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like what they say and how they promote that they are the true human beings or that they have natural rights to exist in a family or in a society. That's not a natural right for a woman to want to be a man. That's not a natural. It's not natural for a man to want to be a woman. It's not natural to disconnect the real reality that Almighty God made, which is in nature, a male and a female are the natural mates that replenish and reproduce the world, reproduce the human family, reproduce human life, a male and a female. Even if it's an animal, it's a male animal and a female animal that reproduces their kind, their species. if you try to put a male with a male and a female with a female, you won't get thousands of years of longevity. You won't be connected all the way back to Adam. No, you'll disappear as a species. You will be what they call extinct. So, brothers and sisters, don't be part of driving humanity into extinction. Don't do that cursed thing. Allah will get you. Allah will punish you for being someone who sides with liars who try to convince you that it's okay to drive mankind into extinction by not obeying the natural order of things that the creator of the heavens and the earth put in place in the first place. Allah says, do not change or pervert the beautiful things that he has made. Allah says, when you do wrong, you're doing wrong against your own self. Well, I'm telling you, homosexuality is a horrible wrong. It's an evil. It's an evil. And Allah says there's certain evils that open the road to other evils. That's one of them for sure. Brothers and sisters, I'm so glad that you had the opportunity to come to the Jumu'ah and to hear what we're talking about. There's a few other people talking about what we talk about. We are the Muslims. We're not confused about anything. Allah says in our book, the Holy Quran, his words are in that book. His words make that book. His words are that book, the Holy Quran. It's called Kitab al-Haq. It's the book of truth. Kitab al-Nur. It's the book of light. Munir. It is a lamp or a light, an illumination. The Quran is, the Holy Quran. That's what we're talking about. Be one of those who promote that. Be one of those who promote reality, love. Show the creator that you can do what he wants to do. Now, the world is ready to condemn you, but it mostly wants to condemn your goodness, condemn your and break down your natural spirit, break down your honor, break down your honesty, break down your integrity, break down your health. It wants to drive you into weakness. It wants to drive you into guilt, drive you into depression. Allah says he's giving you a book of truth that's got all the answers in it. Allah says, "Ala inna awliyallahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun." That on the friends of Allah, behold, on the friends of Allah, there will be no fear, nor shall they grieve. There is no fear. You don't have a reason. It won't have a cause to really grieve, because all you got to do is think for a minute with the words that Allah put in the Quran, and you'll illuminate, you'll come back to life. You'll come back to your moral life, your spiritual life, your thinking, your sound thinking. Your reasoning will be increased and improved by listening to Allah. Allah said, "La yatunika bi mathalin illa naka bil haqqi wa ahsana tafsira." There is, in this Quran, in the Holy Quran, there is not a question or concern that could be asked, except that Allah reveals the truth about it and the best way of explaining it. Allah reveals the truth about it and the best way of us understanding it, which means that's all the answers we need. Means the Holy Quran has all the answers that we need. Somebody might say, well, what about the science or what about the math? Some of those things are absolutely all natural. But Allah gives you the opportunity to look at them and to make proper utilization of these things. I don't care. You can lay all the knowledge that a doctor or a scientist or a geologist or a mathematician has right in front of you. But if you don't apply it, if you don't look at the rules, if you don't look at the laws, if you don't apply it, then it does you no good. Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, said, knowledge that is not used is no good. knowledge that is not applied is no good. So we want to get education. We want to get knowledge. We want to get all of the answers, all of the right answers, all of the true answers. And that's what the Holy Quran is. And it will condition you or prepare you to be a person that's like that. You'll start seeking after the real answers, and you'll see that the real answers are superior. You'll see that the real answers are superior. They have benefits. They have use that goes way beyond what the world promises you with their lies. Those writers don't want you to think about integrity and dignity and honesty, sincerity, trustworthiness, truth, and all those words that you hardly ever hear anymore. No, the devil wants you to be politically correct, and he wants you to be politically correct on his terms, not Allah's terms. This world wants you to be politically correct the way that they tell you, or what they tell you is correct. And it's nothing but a pack of lies. The homosexual will attack you. The perverts will attack you. The murderers will attack you. The drug dealers will attack you. The drug growers will attack you. The alcohol industry will attack you. The business concerns, the financial industry will attack you. The so-called lawmakers, the judges, the politicians, the lawyers, the so-called lawmakers, they will attack you. The religious leaders will attack you when you tell them that their stuff has all kinds of flaws and problems in it. When you tell them you would rather follow the religion that Abraham had, or that Adam had, or that Moses or Jesus had, David. When you say, no, I'd rather be one who does not worship idols. Jesus never told you to worship any idols. Moses never told you that. David never told you that. All of the prophets frown on that and are against that, and he forbid it. Worshiping statues, they forbid that. But look at how these so-called writers decided to write down their idea of about what kind of horoscope they were going to have, what kind of superstition they were going to make, what kind of image they were going to make, what kind of pictures they were going to make. Brothers and sisters, I don't care the greatest names in drawing or writing or painting. You can put their names up, and guess what? The Michelangelos and all of these people with these names and these so-called great philosophers, the Dantes and all these people, they're going straight. You're going to see them. Don't go to hell, because that's where they're going to be, because their philosophies and their drawings, their images of so-called God are misleading the people. What this world uses them, uses those writers, those painters, those speakers, those lecturers, those scientists, the children of the devil uses these priests and other ones to try to make you be correct according to what they want you to be. If you don't be how they want you to be, they'll say you are not correct. And they'll say, you better get politically correct. You better get religiously correct. Well, you got a lot of lies. You better get philosophically correct. You better get financially correct. If you don't steal from people, if you're not making liquor, drinking liquor, smoking cigars and whatnot, if you're not doing all that, then you're not socially correct in this society. You hear me? If you're not using weed, listen, you remember the politicians. Some of them were presidential candidates. Some of them became president and governors. And they bragged about or told you how when they was in school or when they was back in their neighborhood or when they were growing up or in their house or something, how they used drugs. Most of they talk about marijuana. But if a person got that kind of stature, that kind of height in society, that kind of image and power in society to tell everybody that he used to use drugs, does that help the children? Does that help the child-minded one, the ignorant people? Does that help the child-minded person to know that they're the one whose name is being called every day and who is the president or who is the governor or the mayor? Does that help that poor person
to think that marijuana is okay. And if they're being allowed marijuana, or if marijuana is getting a good saying, good words, good description, then the person say, oh, well, cocaine can't be that bad. Maybe meth is not that bad. Oh, heroin couldn't be as bad as what these people describe. If you let the scientist, the true medical scientist talk, if you put him on television, he'll tell you how dangerous those things are, unless he's been tricked too. Most of the great scientists, most of the medical professionals will tell you how dangerous just marijuana, even marijuana is for you. Says it attacks your reproductive cells, reproductive organs. But what one said, unless we learn to think rightly, we're lost. We're in trouble. We're drowned in a big ocean of bull. If we don't learn to think right, we're drowned in a big ocean of bull crap. If we don't learn to think with reality, think what's natural, think what the Creator says, think how the Creator wants us to be, to live, then we're in big trouble. How many of us want our blood vessels to be changed in such a way that's different from how they really are in our lives? How many people want our heart to be in a different position? Nobody. How about your kidney? How about your feet? What about your face? You don't even want your face to be ugly. You get mad and upset when your teeth are crooked. Brothers and sisters, time to grow up and think like a human being. Think like a servant of the Creator who has done everything good for you. All good comes from the Creator. Everybody knows that. Don't be changing your face. Don't be changing nothing about your natural self to please this society and this world. Because you really be pleasing the devil. Allah says in the Holy Quran that they want to change things from the right times and places. That they want to deface the fair nature. That's a verse in the Holy Quran. The evil ones want to deface the fair nature created by the Creator. The Creator has given us a fair nature, a wonderful, balanced way of thinking and acting and behaving and looking and innocence, beautiful infant, little baby innocence, clean, pure, purity, pure innocence. That's what the Creator has given us. What monsters want to change that and convince our minds that we should change it, that what Allah made is not good enough? They're tricking us. We need to tell them to go and hurry up to go where they're going to end up at. Go to hell. We need to tell this world to go to hell, and it's not going to be easy all the time, brothers and sisters. You know, some of the prophet's worst enemies, I won't say some of them, almost all of his worst enemies, related to him. They grew up with him. Uncles, cousins. Yes. You know, his father passed before he was born. His mother passed when he was a little boy. So if anybody was going to be weak, he'd have an excuse. I didn't have nobody to help me. Woe is me. But Allah surrounded him with enough decent people to keep him guided on what is right and guided towards what is right. And Allah gave him help from heaven that made his character and his thinking and his practice so elevated, so exalted, that when he spoke, he was talking to everybody on earth, and there's nobody on earth then or now that's better than him in character. He's called the best human being that ever lived, better than any other person that ever lived, even the famous names that you know, like Adam and Moses and Jesus and Abraham, David and Solomon and Joseph and all the great. He's called Chayr Mursaleen, which means he's the best. Chayr Mursaleen, the best of all, even the messengers. Brothers and sisters, There's many, many, many things we need to be learning and sharing with each other. But apply that to yourself. Learn the Holy Quran and apply what's in the Holy Quran to your own soul, to your own heart, to your own thinking. Let that be what's correct for you. What Allah says is most correct. You have to get that in you in order to beat this world, in order to fight the devil and the writers and the speakers, the ones who are lying to you, the judges who make up these fake, miserably fake laws that it's okay to let white people slide, but go ahead and kill and hold back the black people or the dark people or anybody you don't like. And it's okay to let the homosexuals get out here and spread like a wildfire. Years and years and years to even be kind to Dr. King when he promised him that he was all about love and all about brotherhood and all about citizenship. It was stopping him. He had to endure all kind of pain and abuse. But they let the unnatural, those who are calling for mental illness by a man proclaiming that he don't want a woman. He want to turn himself into a woman by cutting off his organs and stuff and see what you're looking at when you see these fools on TV. They want to parade all over the world and bring down governments, bring down businesses, bring down institutions of learning if they speak against their nastiness. Oh, you won't let me be a freak? Ah! He's like Dracula, all his fangs come out. Brothers and sisters, think for yourself. You don't have to do what these people want you to do just because they tell you to do it, or dare you to do it, or say you're afraid, or you're a scaredy cat. Oh, I know, you got a phobia. You're a homophobic. Ah, you're no good. Nah, 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 nah. Don't listen to these people. Think for yourself. Grow up. Be courageous enough, like Allah says in the Quran. If somebody's saying something bad, get away from them until they turn to a whole nother topic, whole nother subject. Allah says in the Quran, if you don't get away from them when they turn to that nastiness, he said, you'll be just like them. Nasty. He just says you'll be just like them. If you don't turn away from them, you'll be like them. But I'm telling you, I see it. I see how nasty they are, how ridiculous they are, how immature they are, how disrespectful they are, unhygienic, not clean. Allah says, get away from the pagans because the pagans are unclean. We're going to go into the second part of the talk today because we're getting right on to it. Haven't been here an hour now. But the second part is going to be very short. We just wanted to talk today a little bit about the wrong thinking that the world has. The world is a wrong thinker. We're following the wrong people into wrong thinking. We're following, I don't care what color they are, we're following the children of the devil into wrong thinking. I know when I say children of the devil, it's easy to think that black people or dark people are the children of the devil. But it's hard to think that white people are the children of the devil. We think that white people are the children of heaven. And when we go up in the sky after we die, don't fall down, the ground will open up. And when you look down in the ground, you might see a lot of fire, but you're going to see a whole bunch of black people. You need to grow up and stop acting like an infant and infantile thinking and lies from so-called religious circles where their writers and their artists get together and start changing any good that they got through a righteous man. They turn against the righteous teachers, the righteous prophets, and they decided to do their own thing by following their father, the devil, Satan. Anybody who suggested you to do evil, that is a child of Satan. that it's wrong. Accept that it's wrong. Grow up. Become mature and take a stand on some real principles that Allah put into your very nature to stand against pain and suffering and ignorance. Stand against abuse. Stand against liars. Stand against murderers. They're killing your soul with lies, brothers and sisters. Don't be afraid to say, I worship Allah. I worship the unseen creator. I worship the one who made everything. See that sky up there? See those trees? I worship the one who made the air we breathe. I worship the one that's letting my heart beat in my chest and yours too. I'm not ashamed to say the creator of the heavens and the earth is my Lord and Savior. Allah is my Lord and Savior. Allah is my Lord and Savior. Well, I don't believe that. That's because you were taught something nonsense. You were taught something way different. I know you were taught something different. And what you were taught, the world in a hell. Look around. It allows the drug dealers. It allows the alcohol industry. It allows the perversion. It allows the sicknesses. That's what you were raised up in, but not Muslims. Mm-mm. I worship the Lord of the world. I got a book that tells me everything I'm supposed to do. It's called the Holy Quran. Those are the very words of the creator of the heavens and the earth. Don't be ashamed to tell people that. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, was not ashamed to tell people the truth. And there's a verse in the Quran that says Allah is not ashamed to tell you the truth. There's a verse in the Holy Quran that says Allah is not ashamed to tell you the truth. But do you have the strength? Do you have the guts to repeat what Allah said? Inshallah, you'll get the guts. Inshallah, you'll get the strength. Up to whoever it is, Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, said the bravest of you, the most courageous of you, are the ones who speak back, talk, and argue against the tyrants. Some of you get killed for speaking up. Yeah, and maybe you won't get killed physically, but you, there have been people, many people who kill physically for speaking up, but maybe you'll lose a so-called dear friend because you refuse to give up the truth. You refuse to tell them, yes, I do believe in Jesus. I do want to be covered all over with blood. I want to squash it on my sandals. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had the squash, had blood squashing out his sandals. He went to a town to teach them the truth, and they let the kids get rocks and just throw rocks at him until blood was running all over down his body, and you could hear it splashing in his sandals when he walked. So tell him, yeah, you got people that if I'm gonna be covered with blood, I want to be covered with blood for speaking up. I don't want to be washed in the blood of somebody they say was murdered, and every year we celebrate the murder. Brag about it. Dress all up. Yay, we happy that they killed God or son of God. You don't want to celebrate that. You don't want to celebrate murder, do you? Better wise up, brothers and sisters. It's the Holy Quran that makes us wake up and see a bigger reality, a better reality, a higher reality that makes us correct, Islamically correct, morally correct, humanly correct, naturally correct, correct with the divine one, the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah. And if he loves you, if you're his friend, you got nothing to worry about. And he's going to love you if you got the strength to tell people what's right, to guide people with what's right. At least hold it in your heart. And we're told that that's the weakest of faith. To speak against evil and wickedness is much stronger than just holding it secretly in your heart. Oh, wow. I ain't gonna blood be washed on me. I don't believe in Jesus like that. Jesus was a prophet. You should be saying that truth. But if you're only saying it in your heart and you never, ever open your mouth and tell somebody that Jesus is not God, he was created. I had to tell a Spanish lady in Spanish the other day. I had to tell her that. Jesus is only a prophet. Muslims do not worship prophets. I told them Moses was a prophet, Joseph was a prophet, David was a prophet, Abraham was a prophet, Adam was a prophet. I had to tell all that in Spanish. Yeah. God bless español. Yeah. We're supposed to be speaking languages. we're Muslims, and half of us don't even pay no attention to learning our language, our religious language. The one that, the language that has built-in healing in it, built-in healing that makes you feel better, look better, think better. Every letter of our language that has the built-in healing, every letter, 10 blessings. Every letter in the Holy Quran gives you 10 blessings. Imagine knowing a whole word or a whole page or a whole chapter. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go into the second part of the talk. May Allah bless each and every one of you. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala al-khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And that means praise be to Allah and peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, the best of all of the messengers, and blessings be upon his family and companions and all of the believers the world over. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this way of life. Just realize that what we talk about, you would not have come in contact with it if Allah hadn't blessed you to notice. If Allah hadn't blessed you to notice that something is wrong with this world. Something is wrong with the society. Something is wrong with these white people who abuse us and disrespect us. I'm not talking black and white. I'm talking about anybody who carries evil and bothers other people or disrespects other people. They're practicing crime and sin. They're practicing crime and sin on others. Punishable crime and sin. It's called assault and lying and telling them lies and making them or forcing them to practice as rituals, lies and superstitions and falsehood. The idea that heaven is up on those clouds and stuff like that. Just a little, sounds innocent, doesn't it? Oh, I mean, come on, white clouds. I mean, you know, we're up in the sky, we'd be high above, and we won't be suffering anymore. Brothers and sisters, that image is a lie. It's false. It's false. That God has a white face and golden hair and blue eyes and walking around among men and carrying a lamb in his arms and the lion standing right next to him and don't ever even bite him. Those are religious lies. Carrying the idea that the black, you've seen it on candles, black-skinned people, dark-skinned people are going to claws on their hands and claws on their toes, and they're going to have a tail with a fork on it. And they're going to have horns on their head, look just like a West African, but that's how black people going to look. Those are lies, falsehoods, and things that set up prejudice and racism in this society through so-called religion. Unfortunately, some people don't mind claws all over their head, long fingernails, long toenails, long fingernails especially. Ain't enough. They want long eyelashes. They don't want their own life. They don't want their own nature. They don't want to look how they look. Instead of just oiling their hair and brushing it or something, even if your hair is short, so what? But no, they need the long hair that blows in the wind, looking like the werewolf or something, with long claws. Ah! Brothers and sisters, we got to grow up and come out of this immaturity. People dictating what they want our culture to look like. Or lying so much about how beautiful they are, being so vain and narcissistic and conceited about themselves that and telling you all these fables and stories about how the super people look like that, like me, the super people look like me, so make everybody want to be look like them. The Chinese cut their eyes open. Japanese used to do that too. I think it's the Japanese. Cut their eyes open so they can have round eyes like they want to have round eyes like the white people, the Europeans. Make them hate their race and want to be like another race. But nobody on the planet has gone as far as the African people who put stuff on their face to take their own natural color off if they can, who straighten their hair and don't want to have no role in their hair follicle or their hair strand of hair. They don't want it to be curly. They want it to be straight. So they put gels and they put hot combs and they put all kind of poisonous chemicals on their hair to burn their skin just so they can look like the abusive slave master that has been running this society, lying to us, shooting us, lynching us, burning us, damaging and saying damaging things between the men and the woman to make them hate each other and not ever want to be married to each other, but run straight to that white man's house and want to be his woman. Run his woman out there so you can be his woman. That's what they do to black people. That's what's wrong with the black people. They don't want to be their own self. They don't want to be their own family. They don't want to be their own race. They don't want their own religion, which is the natural religion. You are on the planet longer than anybody if you're black. There was no white images. There was no crosses. There was no pie in the sky heaven that you'd be begging to get into. No idea from Michelangelo of bird wings being on a human being's back. You've been on the planet longer than anybody, but you've been turned into the biggest fool by hating your own self and your own kind. Wake up. Grow up. Worship Allah sincerely. Read what's in the Holy Quran. Follow the example of Muhammad. Not as an Arab, not as a so-called white man or Caucasian. Follow him as a human being who had the guts, who had the intestinal fortitude, who had the strength, the inner strength to say, I am as the Creator made me, and that I live like that, I'm going to die like that. Don't tell me nothing. Don't try to convince me of nothing that makes me want to change my physical appearance. Don't tell me nothing that makes me want to, can't even walk straight. I got to walk like I'm a, some kind of a freak. I got to walk with the doo-wop or the pimp walk or something. Freaky, manufactured superstition, lies, personalities, all the singers singing about how tough they are, how many guns they got, how many women they got, because they got so much money. Soon as you make the devil mad, he'll shut you down, take all your money, tell the whole world that you're just another nigga, excuse the expression. That's how they see you. You are a manufactured thing. You're not a real human being. Al-Islam will make you a real human being, a real person. It will make you natural. Al-Islam will let you be yourself. You got people saying, I can do this to the sky. I can make it rain. I can do this. I can do that, singing songs. All the women want me, and the women, I can take your man. I can do this. He want to do this to me. We can be as freaky as we want to be. What kind of crap is that? Brothers and sisters, time for us to grow up, to wake up. One singer said he was black and proud. How about I'm smart and proud? I'm real and proud. I'm a Muslim and proud. I'm a decent person and proud. I don't need drugs and I'm proud. I don't need to drink liquor. I don't need to lie and curse people. I don't need my normal talk to be MF and H and all that. I can be a real human being. I can act normal. I can act normal as nature has made people to be normal, as Allah has made people to be normal through nature. I can act that way, and I'm proud. Brothers and sisters, we're going to stop. May Allah bless us and have mercy upon us. We appreciate you being with us today. I hope you get inspired to talk like we talk and be one of those few Muslims who are in this world who are really, really, really Muslims, who are not ashamed to be worshipers of the Creator, who are strong enough to be an example. That small group of people, 25 or 20 or 25% of the whole earth, who Allah's made good enough to be the example for everybody else on the earth. 2 billion that can lead 8 billion. Let us be that way. Let us be original. That's all you're doing, is being original. Not original in your color, but original in the fact that you can think right. You can be normal within the specifications that Allah has made for you. Divine specifications. The divine will of Allah, Allah's divine power. You can live according to his specifications for a normal, decent, honorable human being, worshiper of the Creator, treasures and treasures and treasures of blessings. Allah says you cannot imagine how much he's going to bless you in this life and the next by just being a righteous person, a decent person, an honorable person, a worshiper of Allah, a follower of the human being who proved, talking about Muhammad, who proved, a follower of Muhammad, who proved that this system, this great culture, this great religion can be lived. Who cares about the consequences? They tried to poison him. They shot him with arrows. They tried to stab him. They talked about him. They abused him. They lied to him. They set him up. They tricked him. They put, they hit him with rocks. They put spikes and what do you call them, like jacks, thorns on the ground. And he stepped on the jacks. Would you like to walk on some jacks that the little kids play? No, thorns are worse than that. His aunt-in-law threw thorns out there, and his uncle approved it. He doesn't care. His own flesh and blood uncle hated him. And he's mentioned in the Quran how him and his wife is going to be in hell. It's right in the Quran. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of you. Inshallah, we'll see you soon. We ask Allah to bless those who are ill and have mercy upon them, get them back on their feet, get them healing going on for them. And we ask Allah to bless those who have returned to him, have mercy upon them, who are in their graves waiting for the day of judgment. We all will be judged, brothers and sisters, on how we're living in this life. Son, do not be too ashamed of yourself about something you did. Ask Allah to forgive you, and Allah tells you in the Quran to don't droop down. Stand up, forgive yourself, because this world, don't look for them to give you no mercy. They're looking for you to make a mistake or to be seen in some light that they call bad light, but they're the ones who write it up for you to live in a bad life. You go to jail for having guns, but they're the ones who want you to, they write the movies that show everybody shooting each other, selling drugs, poisoning people, raping people, abusing people, lying and backstabbing, robbing banks, robbing liquor stores. They make all that stuff in the movies. And you know how people are. They see something and they want to imitate it. They see something and you heard it, monkey see, monkey do. When I was little, I think I mentioned this before, we'd go to the movie and see the karate movies. And you know what we do when we come out, right? We start chopping at each other. We start kicking at each other. So the devil knows all this. He is a wise scientist. He is an evil, evil intellect. And he and his followers, his children make up stuff. His followers make up stuff, and it pleases the devil that he's got a huge group of wicked people following him. He asked Allah for some time so that he could have his army, his infantry, to make us act a fool so that we will prove that we were not grateful for what Allah has blessed us with. I want to be so grateful for what Allah has blessed us with. And I don't care about the life of this world. We're going to die anyway. We'll die doing good. I don't care. I ain't trying to please these people. And knuckleheads, if you really take a good look at them, you'll see that very, very few of them even come close to comparing with your Muslim character, your honorable character, your virtues. I don't care if you made sins. Ask Allah's forgiveness and get back up and keep on rolling. Do what you're supposed to do. When I say rolling, I mean moving. They say out in these streets, they think you're talking about rolling some drugs. Manufacturers who make papers so that you can roll up drugs and suck the drugs and act stupid. They know what they're doing. There's no accident. This society is manufactured on purpose to make you fall and make you fail and make you give yourself problems like a zombie. You're not dead, but you're not alive. You're not alive because you're dead, but you're not buried. You're walking around making problems for other people in your environment, maybe your family, maybe your neighbors. But you are making problems for other people because your mind is not right. The devil writes this script up. He writes up these kinds of instructions. He puts these kind of ideas out there in profusion so that everybody will pick that up and be recruited into acting a fool with their life. May Allah have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means Allah, surely Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Will you believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute of respect. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim, innaka hamidu majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama baraka ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim, innaka hamidu majid. And that means, oh Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. That means followers too, as you exalt Abraham and his family of followers. And oh Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did. You bless Abraham and his family and followers. For surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that are a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana أغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على قوم الكافرين. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything that we may have done that transgressed our duty. Put our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against faith. ربنا آتينا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us good in this word. Give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Hakim al-Salat. Alhamdulillah. We're going to call the Iqamah, which means stand up to stand up for the prayer. And we thank Allah for guiding us and helping us. Everybody at the meeting and everybody that's listening to stand up. Attention, alert. With your shoulders forward, take a straight line. Your feet will be together and your shoulders will be touching. So the comma, if you stand up for prayer, sounds like this. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. We're going to pray two special movements here, bowing to the creator of the heavens and earth, Allah. We're not worshiping or thinking about anything else except please Allah and to worship him sincerely in the way that we are shown here in the Islamic culture. I'm going to say Allah is greater and more important than anything. And it sounds like this. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amt alayhim. I don't know do the alayhim when I do mean. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kuntum khayra ummatin nukhrijat lilnas. Amaruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhawna anal munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Wa la'amna ahla al-kitab illa kana khayra lakum.
إن هم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. الله أكبر.
إن الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر.
سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. That means to say Allah is greater and more important than anything. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we really appreciate you joining us today. It's always wonderful to have the believers on the radio or present in person. It's beautiful for me to be able to send out the recording so that you can share this with others. Don't be afraid to share it if you don't want to talk to them about it. And say, let me let you hear, let me let you listen to something. You know how you do it when you get a new suit or a new dress or new shoes or a new car or something, or a little bit of money, and you start showing off. Well, show off Allah. Show off Allah. Let them see that you're not afraid to honor the one who has given you so much in life. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah bless each and every one of you forever. Amen.